This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol. I am at your service to talk about another strategy that helps us enjoy a more appropriate life based on the concepts of the Quran and Islamic narrations. Daily life is full of ups and downs. Human life is like a thick and massive book that has as many pages as the days a person have in his life. And every day that passes in a person's life, one page turns and ends. In every day, everything that is written on that page will be realized in a man's life. For example, for me, on my today's page, it is written that I will sleep a certain amount of time, eat a certain portion of food, or a certain amount of hardship or happiness, whatever, will happen to me. And everything written on this page of this day, today, will definitely take place. And when today is over, that page will be flipped and will never be reopened again. However, in many pages of this book, it is written that a sort of hardship will come upon us. I said this to address a basic point that I have in my mind. The point is this: the troubles, problems, and sufferings that plagues human beings is due to some factors, and these factors are completely different. Sometimes it is the direct result of human bad actions, like laziness, not using opportunities, and not paying attention, as I said, to the opportunities. Surely such a person deserves blame because he misused the fortunes he has in his life and exposed himself to some difficulties. Another factor is that some of these problems are the expiation of man's sins, and God, by these problems, wants to purify man, because we know that one of the philosophies of hardships is that these hardships wash away people's sins. Therefore, difficulties are actually a kind of mercy from God, because they clean the human soul from the pollution of sins. In addition to this issue, there is a side effect that is unfortunately seen among many people. It is common. Sometimes, as soon as people see that someone is in trouble, the first thing that comes to their mind is that this person has committed a sin or bad action that God wants to punish him. In Islam, this attitude is highly condemned. We are not allowed to judge people badly and consider them as sinners. Imam Ali, in one of his noble sayings in Nahj al-Balagha, points to this matter and says, "You cannot blame every person who is caught in problems, since he might be innocent." I translated this narration with a little explanation. The troubles that humans are afflicted with have different philosophies. Sometimes these hardships are only for the reason that God wants to increase the reward of his servant and give him more spiritual rank. A person who suffers from hardships, if he is patient and not ungrateful, will be greatly rewarded by God. Let's go for a short break and I will be back soon.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
I was talking about the difficulties that people are afflicted with that has many philosophies, and there are many reasons behind it that totally differs from one situation to another situation. Sometimes these hardships are to remove the effect of the sins that people commit. Sometimes it is because of the increase of the rewards of those who are patient and at the middle of the difficulties do not complain of God's decision. Therefore, if we see that someone is afflicted with hardship and calamity, we cannot say that he must have committed the sin so that God wants to punish him with this trouble. Not at all. Let me even add a subtle and meaningful point here. Even if someone has committed a sin, okay, and God has afflicted him with hardship because of that sin, this is a sign of God's love and mercy for that sinful person, since Allah wants to purify him and brings him closer to himself. Therefore, we should not make a wrong judgment about someone who has been loved by God. If God did not love him, he would not have decided to remove his sins with that hardship. This is what Imam Ali pointed to in the mentioned narration, that we should not blame someone who is entangled with problems. In addition, sometimes the problems we face in our life is a kind of divine test. I mean, that God by that hardship wants to cultivate his servant and wants to make him resistant in future. Let me give an example to make this point clearer, that how difficulties in one's life makes him purify and removes the pollution of sins from one's spirit. With regard to extracting gold from stones, this is the example. If there is some gold materials in a mine that is mixed with so many other substances like stone and other materials, if we want to extract the gold from them, it is necessary to put them into a hot furnace. When the gold melts with the intense heat of the furnace, the gold will become separated from the useless stones and those unwanted materials. The problems that humans face is like the same furnace, in which humans are placed into that furnace, so that with the intense heat people see, their pure and valuable nature will be separated from the impurities, defects, and other bad attributes. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, be with me all the way. Yeah. A man, for example, could be totally impatient, but when he is put into difficulties, he will become a resistant man. Some other people in these problems and difficulties will understand their weak points and may decide to compensate for them, and later on move on with more effort, more energy for a better future. We do not know the philosophy behind the hardships that comes to people. Only God knows the reality of people. And God also covers the flaws and mistakes of people. And because of this, one of the God's attributes is Sattar al-Uyub, which means that he covers the sin of his servants. As a result, we are not allowed to attach false labels to anyone. Let me summarize. If we see that someone is in trouble, we should not think that he is afflicted with that hardship due to a mistake or a sin he committed in his life. Not at all. Sometimes troubles subject the man to a higher reward, makes him closer to Allah. Sometimes troubles are for the test of people. Sometimes it gives people a fortune to remove his weak points. Sometimes troubles is that Allah wants to make the man more patient in the future. Because of this, we should not judge people when we see that they are troubled. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.